from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And we got a Twitter poll out there. Brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. You can go to _ Adam Crowley on X and vote. Which quarterback do you want to start week one against Atlanta? 600 plus votes so far. Russell Wilson in the lead with 57% of the vote. You guys want to play a game? Mark Kabulian with us until 9 o'clock.
Of course.
Mark, you're not as excited about the game?
I'm just looking at how close this camera is. My head's humongous on the TV.
And one of the lights here is kind of like fizzled out, so it looks like you're in a dark closet a little bit.
Oh my goodness. Yes, let's play the game.
We don't have that Pat McAfee budget over here.
No. But does Harry Callis have some game show music back there?
Oh, we should get some game show music, Callis. Uh-huh. I don't know. He's not allowed to pull anything off of the YouTubes or else we'll get in trouble. So he can figure something out. But we can't
maybe,
let that.
Well, maybe he could just do a beatbox.
No. Don't invite that into man. This. We can't be doing that right now. We
might.
No, stop. We have Peter Griffin back here.
Bird.
Bird is the word. All right. So we got two games. We can play two games. We got two. We can play agree or disagree. We can do that one. And we will do that one. But let's start with panic meter. Scale of 1 to 10, how panicked should Steelers fans be? How panicked are you about these situations? Are you ready? Broderick Jones, panic meter. Scale of 1 to 10.
4.
A 4?
What do you think, higher or lower?
I was thinking higher.
4.
Why higher?
What do you mean? Why hire? My man got owned by Gregory Rousseau, and they're playing him at the wrong position.
He played 12 games there last year.
Yeah?
So, I mean...
And it looked like he regressed.
Well, I think he was dealing with an elbow injury, I know of. I don't know if that's an excuse or not, but I'm not too worried about Broderick Jones. He's very talented. I was going to say 4, but since Doran said 4, I'll say 3.
So you're not concerned. You're basically not concerned at all about Broderick Jones.
He's very good. I think he'll be fine. Just had a bad night.
Mm-hmm. Now, if it is due to the injury, how long is that going to go? How long should they expect him to be nursing that thing? Because if you're going to play, you got to play well, and you can't use the injury as an excuse.
I don't think the injury was an excuse, but it is an excuse that I'm using right now because I don't think he got beat by being physically overpowered. I think his footwork was terrible that allowed him to get manhandled. I don't think it was because he had a bad elbow.
It didn't look like he used his hands at all.
Yeah, true.
You know, it looked like he was trying to hide something. Like, if I extend, that might do something worse to maybe an injury. And we're probably making excuses. I don't know. I don't know if he has an injury, but if he does, I feel a lot better about that situation that happened on Saturday night than I do now.
I would feel better, too, if it's mostly due to the injury. But then again, I keep saying, like, how do you expect that thing to heal if you're going to keep putting him out there and playing?
He played a ton of snaps week one. He played a good amount here. So if you were thinking if it was something that was concerning, they would hold him back a little bit.
All right, let's put both games together now. Let's put both games in the same game. So we're doing it's panic
very,
meter.
Very difficult.
Then we got agree.
Too many rules.
Or disagree all at one time. So agree or disagree. And I'll ask you, Mark, because Doran, I know your opinion on this. Should they just flip Broderick and Dan Moore Jr.? If you're going to get below the line, play at right tackle either way, I'm playing my guy who I want to be my left tackle, and let him grow at that position.
You want a little dramatic music, too, I found some.
Yeah, as long as it's not you, Peter Griffining, yeah, sure. It's a little loud.
Is that like from...
This is like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No, it was like... I forget what... It's definitely from a game show.
You could turn it down a little bit.
I totally forget what the question was.
should Broderick Jones just play left tackle?
No, you know why? No, because look at last year. I mean, they played those positions last year. If you're going, I believe that Broderick Jones will be better at right tackle right now. So he'll get better there. Dan Moore's more comfortable there. I think for the totality of the offensive line, keep it like it is. But, you know, in the long run, you definitely want to flip it. So I would keep it the same.
So at some point, though, now you're going to have to, when Faltanu comes back healthy, you plug him in, and then it's Broderick Jones at left tackle, and he hasn't been playing at left tackle.
Right.
Oh, he's played all of – well, he didn't play a lot in college.
But he was a project in college. That's my whole problem with this thing. You've got a guy that's incredibly talented. But he's a project, and now you have him playing at the position that you don't want him to be playing in eventually. And then when the guy you want playing right tackle comes back, you're going to plug him in a left tackle and just say, okay, good luck. I don't like that.
I never understood this. I mean, maybe it's because it's a higher level. The big difference between left and right tackle because of hand placement, the feet. I mean, you're a professional athlete. You're a high-level professional athlete. It shouldn't take you very long to be able to make that adjustment back to where you were going from. Maybe some people can do it. Maybe some people can. But I don't think it's that big of an adjustment.
Well, you're probably getting the better rush end, too, though.
Unless it's Greg Rousseau.
Yeah.
You put that guy in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Should we kick the music? Get rid of the music?
I'd rather do...
Nothing. I'd rather have it.
Callous beatbox is pretty good.
It's so ominous.
Where did he even find this?
He must have typed in panic meter music, and it just pops out. All right, scale of 1 to 10. How panicked are you about the Steelers' nickel cornerback situation?
Five. Five with Beanie Bishop not getting as many reps and him being hurt. The depth there is just, there's nothing there. So it goes back to almost my theory from last week. Maybe you hope that Corey Trice can take over a spot and maybe move Dante Jackson inside to have some depth there. And obviously you're getting Cam Sutton back towards the later end of the season. But I'm at a five right now. Not too crazy, not too excited.
I'm going higher than that. I'm going about eight. First of all, I don't know if they want Dante Jackson inside. I don't know if he's ever played inside, so that's a tough.
Didn't he get drafted to be an inside guy?
I think he said before he's never played there, so I'm not quite sure. But I mean, they brought him in because of his speed on the outside, so they would not want to do that.
Just got it. Just stop.
It's my fault I didn't realize it was on.
That's okay. You know what? It gave us for half a second a little ambiance, and then punt that thing away.
So, I'm it's concerned an eight, too. Because you know why? We're still talking about a guy that was undrafted in a draft where everybody is telling us those sixth and seventh rounders were probably the worst it's ever been because of the NIL and the guys staying in and everybody it backfilling a little bit here. So a guy who's a rookie playing a position that you have to be smart, have to be good at. I'm probably pretty concerned with that. They got different options of moving people around, but depending on how this – I think even regardless of how he plays on Saturday, Beanie Bishop, I think they go try to find somebody. Huh. If it's Patrick Peterson, it's Patrick Peterson.
Yeah, and if it's Patrick Peterson, I think if I'm an eight now, I'll agree. I'm freaked out about the inside position at corner. If you get Patrick Peterson, I don't know that it brings my panic meter down all that much.
Mm-mm.
He wasn't good. Now, he played some safety late in the year. I didn't hate those reps, but – I didn't think he looked good at slot corner last year at all. So either way, I'm concerned.
You know who would be good? Cam Sutton.
Yeah.
Wait till that week 10.
Yep.
When they're what, 3-6? Maybe not. We'll see.
Well, they got that tough schedule starting right about then, so.
Yeah, tough schedule to dig out of if you're in a hole. All right, where are you on the wide receiver panic meter here?
Oh, man.
1 to 10.
Yeah.
18.
Yeah, 18. No separation, as we said earlier in Kabbalah, said when we first sat down. I mean, That's the issue. You can't get guys to separate, and then if you have one guy that can separate like George Pickens, then it's just blanket him. Cover him, you know, double cover him, take him out of the game. Then who's going to separate? What are you going to just throw underneath to Pat Freiermuth? What are you going to throw drag routes to Calvin Austin and then get 6 yards? No. Like, it's just not going
to
work.
Swing routes to Patterson.
Yeah. Swing routes to Patterson. I mean, Jaylen Warren's out. You got to get guys that can separate. I know that it's hard to separate in the NFL, but every receiver knows what they're doing. The defensive back doesn't. You need to be able to separate just a little bit.
And the thing is, Van Jefferson was good at that for a year, that one good year. He was a good down-the-field type of guy, but it's just not there anymore. So, yeah, I'm at the max right now of concerning because, not like I've said numerous times before, I don't think it's just to do with, you know, number two, number three, and number four. I think what it does to number one – when number two, right, three, and four are any good. Mm-hmm. I still think it's a huge problem. I mean, if you got to sweeten the pot a little bit to the 49ers right now, maybe instead of Omar saying take it or leave it, maybe I'm considering a little bit.
Oh, you might up the offer a little bit.
I don't know, just a little bit.
It does seem – I just saw a report from last night in the never-ending Brandon Ayuk saga that the 49ers feel like they've been on the goal line for a week now. Listen.
Was that a little dart?
I don't think that's a dart at Pony. If you're on the goal line for a week, breaking news, I don't think you're on the goal line. Because I think you find a way to cross those T's and dot those I's. Yeah. No, if you're that close, you just get it done. If you really want the guy, you just get it done.
You might have turned it over.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think they're close to getting it done.
49ers?
Yeah, he wasn't at the game on Saturday either.
See, I don't understand this. Oh, you got to iron out one last thing. I mean, what can be so huge that he's not signing a $30 million deal?
Guaranteed money.
It has to be.
Years, to me isn't a small thing. I think that's a very big thing.
I think they're just playing it off as, hey, it's just something small, when it's, hey, we want three of these 4 years guaranteed or whatever it is, and they're like, I don't know about that.
Text her at 412-928-9370. Yeah, everybody, let's listen to Coach Crowley. He really knows offensive line. What a joke. Thank God you're paid to talk for a living. You know zero about football. Our text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Did I say anything that wasn't obvious? Did Broderick Jones play well? What did I miss?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it'd be one thing if I was the one person who said Broderick Jones played great. Everyone else is smoking crack. He stunk.
Mm-hmm.
How can that be bad analysis? Bad. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I got a few more of these panic meter things.
Okay.
And I got a few more agree or disagrees, if you're ready for those, in the next segment. And I could tell by your shaking of heads that you are, yes, you are ready for it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, more panic meter here. Mark Kabolian with us until 9 o'clock. But before we get to that, Mark off-air says, I don't pee during the day, I only pee at night. Well, that's a weird issue, man.
Very Why? Odd.
Are you drinking a lot of liquid No. before you go to bed and not a lot during the day?
No, I don't know what it is.
Your prostate's just real active in the evening?
I got an active nightly prostate. I don't know. I mean... Sleeping is, as you will find out when you get older, sleeping the older you get gets a little bit more difficult. Can't put those straight. You know how you were in college and you sleep like 16 straight hours? You'd wake up and it'd be like 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Mark, let me introduce
doesn't
something
happen.
To you.
Doesn't happen.
Medicine.
Yeah, you could do that.
Can make you
what
sleep.
Kind of medicine is that, Doran?
A medicine that you could be prescribed for that could help you sleep because you need sleep. You need to be able to function. It's good for the body.
I'll probably get about six or – I'll probably get eight. It's just spread out between, like, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 2 hours, maybe a nap during the day. I'll eventually get the eight in, right?
They tell you that you need the linear sleep so you can get into REM.
REM.
Yeah, you probably never get REM. You probably haven't had REM in years. You're going 2 hours, wake up, pee, walk around, two
Not
hours,
good.
Wake up. That's no good, Mark. That's why you
– Why? Let's hear it.
Nope. The insult was coming, but I couldn't do it to a guy who was so recently unemployed. All right, Mark.
2 days.
Let's do it here. Panic meter. How concerned are we about this Jaylen Warren injury? Scale of 1 to 10. Doran? That's why you paused so long, Kabolis. You're not getting enough sleep.
No, Doran went first the last two times, so I figured.
I thought you said Mark, so but I was going to let Mark. But I will go, oof, man. I'll go 8.5. 8.5. Because I feel like that he was going to be a vital, vital piece, almost maybe more than Najee in certain ways, not just running the ball for the Pittsburgh Steelers team. I mean, out of the backfield, running routes on linebackers, even his pass protection is pretty good. I just feel like they had a lot of plans initially for Jaylen Warren, and it could kind of give you that flavor of a different back for defenses. So now they're going to be one-dimensional on how they want to run the football with Najee. And he's going to have the miles put on earlier and more frequent. Najee's usually better at the end of the season. That could be a factor in what could happen towards whenever they get to the division play, you know, with Najee. But I'm about an 8.5. That is a very significant issue for the Steelers and what they want to do.
I'd probably put it at a 5 right now because let's see how long it is. Maybe he's back for week one. But you always I give it a 5 because you got to be a little bit concerned with a hamstring
right.
that at any particular time
exactly.
that thing goes.
That's why you have to take your time.
Yes.
Like, there's no rushing back. So I'm saying at least three, four
what
weeks.
What is crazy about this is with this new training staff they have in, they measure that every – not every day, but a couple times a week, they would measure your strength of your hamstrings following practice to be able to see where you're at.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, it was something weird where they
a little hamstring measuring.
It would be like somebody almost planking almost, but a little bit of an angle just to be see how far you can go down to be able to measure how strong your hamstrings are after a practice. So they're aware of that. You know, what's good nowadays is they know when you're pretty much 100% healthy. I don't know how difficult. I mean, I don't know how long he's going to be out. But if he can come back week one, week two, I think you're fine to get through that. But the unknown right now keeps me at a 5. If he's out and he keeps tweaking it, like, I think, what, Freiermuth did that last year.
Last year? I thought Jalen Warren did that last year for a game.
He might have. I don't know.
That kind of stuff lingers.
It could. It lingers. Unless you take care of it, really.
Right, which is why I don't think he's going to play week one, because I don't think you want to rush him back. But I think for as long as he's out, you're in a world of hurt. Unless you got Brandon Ayuk, you're in a world of hurt. He's their second most explosive offensive player, and so it becomes that much easier to stop Najee. I think Najee and Jalen are both at their best when both can burden the load.
Absolutely.
Like Jalen Warren, to me, I don't know, but my guess is he's probably not a guy who could be your starting running back and get the vast majority of the snaps for 17 weeks. I think we've seen Najee, like you eloquently stated, Doran, he's, I think, 6 of his 700-yard games or something like that are all in December. He gets better as the year goes on, but that helps whenever you've got a Robin to your Batman or a Batman to your Robin. If I say he's their second most dangerous playmaker, do you guys agree or disagree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Agree.
Second to third, yeah.
Who's second?
Who else?
Well, Freiermuth can be that guy.
But explosive voice?
Yeah. Well, you know, another thing is let's see what Cordarrelle Patterson does right now, because historically his career tells you he can do some of that stuff. Okay, he didn't look very good the other day, but he hasn't practiced a lot. He only practiced like a week or so. He might be able to fill a big hole, at least partly right there with, you know, what he's able to do, the receiver.
Oh, he'll be your backup if Warren's out, right?
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, at least in a certain role. I mean, you could have Jonathan Ward. You could have
P. Ryan.
You could have the guy from
who my mom likes. She texted me yesterday or Saturday watching the game and said, "Do you think this P. Ryan can replace Najee Harris whenever his contract is up?"
Yeah, I mean, I like Jonathan Ward. He's pretty good. I mean, you use them and Patterson together, maybe you can get through a week or two without filling the. You know, put it this way. I think this is better off happening now than it would be, say, week six.
Sure. Yeah. Obviously. I can agree with that. Texters are weighing in droves, saying that you pronounce the word measure as measure.
Measure.
And they find that to be odd.
Me?
Yeah.
Measure.
Twice you dropped measure on our heads there. Yeah.
Measure.
I thought I almost had to give a salute. I thought you were saying major.
You know what, fellas out there? If you're very concerned about my pronunciation. I think you're listening to the program for the wrong reasons, or maybe the right reasons.
Yeah, it's not what you're signing up for with Kaboli. You're signing up for astute football.
I don't
football.
Know, man. I mean, we can break this down with you, too, if you want. You do a little D's with your T's.
I do a little D's with my T's?
Wow. Yeah.
Like what? Give me an example of a D for a T.
I'm dinking. But,
I'm dinking.
Something like that.
I'm thinking this.
I don't do that.
Let me tell you what I'm thinking.
He said,
I don't do that. He said that.
How about this?
I don't do that.
How about that?
Huh.
How about this?
Interesting.
Now I got you all.
He said this. So,
now I can't just read, react, and play. Like, I can't go out there and play. Instead, I have to be thinking about everything that I'm saying here. Thinking about everything I'm saying.
Well, Doran's laughing, so he must have heard it too.
Well, I mean,
the way they both laughed told me they've heard it too.
I mean, that's some detailed listening by you to catch that.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. All right, how about this? Coming up next, I'm so self-conscious. More agree to disagree, more panic meter, and we're nailing in on the quarterbacks now. We got to get Mark's full-on quarterback analysis. That's coming up next. All right, we got to get into the quarterback situation here, but quickly first, a text. Mark, your prostate is pushing on your bladder. Eat a handful of shelled roasted pumpkin seeds every day.
I don't even know.
That'll help you.
Did you eat the whole pumpkin? I'm confused. Yeah. I'm not a seed guy.
Yeah, you eat the whole pumpkin seeds. It's unlike a sunflower. You don't need to crack it open. You just eat the whole thing.
Correct.
I'm not a pumpkin. I've never had pumpkin seeds.
They're very good.
I'm going to have to go to Aldi on my way home to get some pumpkin seeds.
You would love pumpkin seeds.
Would love them.
A handful.
Yes. Yeah. It says all you need is a handful a day, and it's going to help you pee appropriately. I don't know if that's backed by science or the FDA or anything like that. Who cares? Because at the end of the day, if it doesn't work, we're going to have you discover pumpkin seeds, which are very good.
Well, it's not like I never pee during the day, but not as much as...
That's what you said.
That is what you said. You said, I never pee during the day. I pee all the time at night.
Well, I mean, it,
you pee one time during the day?
Yeah, that's even insane too.
Mark, I don't know. You know what? I'll keep track today. I'll keep track.
Yeah, please text me when you urinate today, okay?
You know I will.
I know you will, and I actually am concerned.
I might text you a picture of the. Never mind. The bowl.
People are also texting in, commenting on some of the things that we screw up with our speech. And someone says, Donnie says enning instead of inning.
Enning.
Which is true.
And chewy.
And chewy. And mower.
And mower.
Yeah. Stowers.
Stowers.
Yeah. That's like a Yinzer kind of deal.
That's
going
a
on.
Big time Yinzer deal.
Yeah. Yeah. So we actually love Donnie for that. I think it aids in his character development here.
Mm-hmm.
And real quick, you're going to be doing some high school football.
Mm-hmm.
And Donnie will be doing the sidelines, and that starts Friday?
Yep.
Donnie.
Let's go. Big time.
The award-winning coverage on KDKA AM
what game?
Gets better.
Where are you going?
Woodland Hills.
Oh.
Kickoff Classic. Is Zangrilli coming in today?
He is. 9:35. We should talk to Dan about that.
Yeah, he's
going to play. Speaking of that, rest in peace, Deuce Grzynski. 9 years today, I think.
Wow, 9 years. He was a good guy.
Oh, yeah. The great Deuce.
Probably does not has no idea who he is.
I do, but now he sucked the show into like a hole there with the RIPs from 90s.
Well,
years
he's Woodland Hills, that's why.
I thank you. I was able to put that all together. All right. Steelers need to put it together before game number one. September 8th against the Atlanta Falcons. Agree or disagree, Caboli, Justin Fields should start that game.
No. Absolutely not. I mean, everything the Steelers want to do is opposite of what Justin Fields provides him. They don't want to turn the ball over. They want to run the ball. They want to play conservative. They want to give it to the defense. The worst thing you can do right now is the Pittsburgh Steelers is turn the ball over with this defense, this potential running game, and Justin Fields give you a better chance to do that. Plus, you don't bring Russell Wilson in and say, hey, sit out 2 weeks because, you know, you got a little tweak there. And by the way, you just lost your job as a Justin Fields. No, it's going to be Russell Wilson. It should be Russell Wilson until he proves that he can't do it anymore.
I'm not worried about the game. We kind of went through it. It's more of the supporting cast. I think Russell Wilson will be the starter. I think he, at the end of the day, should be the starter as well. He does protect the ball. He does exactly, like Mark was saying, what the Steelers want to do. He just didn't have any time to do anything the other day. And we kind of knew, like, it wasn't like, even if he did have time, he wasn't going to, you know, launch the ball down the field almost every drive that he was in.
Well, and guys weren't getting open, too, which
guys
we talked
about.
Guys
weren't getting open, but I don't even think the play calls were set up to do that. I really don't. I don't think that they wanted even to see that at this point. They wanted to see some other things and put him through just the run-of-the-mill preseason work. So I think Russell Wilson is the guy, always has been the guy, and will be the guy.
You know,
until
another thing, guys, is it's not bad if Justin Fields just sits here and learns for a year.
Right.
It's not bad. So next year you can, next March, you can make that decision a decision that's based in fact whether or not you want to make a run at Justin Fields to be your long-term guy or not. So that's fine. You can do that. I mean, you can say, okay, Russell, Justin, where are we at here? Who do we like better? Who's cheaper? Who's younger? Whatever. But to be able to get a good read on what type of quarterback Justin Fields is for the future is more important to me.
All right, agree or disagree, the starter, whomever it is, and we would just assume it's going to be Russ Wilson, and we're all in agreement that it should be Russ Wilson, the starter will get benched at some point during the year. Agree, disagree?
No, I don't think bench because of performance. I don't think Russell would get benched because of performance. I think he'd get benched because of, you know, injury, of course.
I'm with Mark there.
Yeah.
But I think if Justin Fields were the starter, I think that he has a higher potential to get benched.
I would agree with that because I think, well, wait a second. I think his play would lead, would make it so that he would have a higher percent chance of being benched. But I don't think if Justin Fields is your starter day one, whenever that goes south, you can't go back to Russ, I don't think.
Why not?
I don't think Russ would take too kindly to not being QB1.
Not publicly.
That's what I'm saying. And I thought you brought up a really good point when you were saying one of the reasons why you think Russ should be the starter. You bring a guy in, he gets hurt, he's won a Super Bowl, you basically tell him you're in pole position, you're going to be a starter, and you lose your job to a guy that's not playing super great because you were injured. He's not taking that laying down.
Plus, the only reason why Justin Fields is here is because Russell Wilson force Kenny Pickett to say, I don't want to be here anymore, or let's do something here, right? So he was choice too. If Kenny Pickett says, I'm staying around, Justin Fields is not here.
Right.
Right?
Kenny's not looking all that good, by the by. But that's just an aside. Agree or disagree? Pat Meyer is good at his job as Steelers offensive line coach.
I think he's done a good job. I think he's done a good job with what he had to work with. He has a bunch of young guys this year, and he had Dan Moore Jr. and some other guys last year. I mean, you had a center that could barely snap the ball, and they found ways towards the latter half of the season since he's been here to play some good offensive line play, to put that on the field. So I think he's done a decent job. I don't think he's the problem. I don't think he's the problem right now. I think he'll figure it out, and they'll figure it out at some point, but I think he's done an okay job. Now, would you want Mike Munchak or somebody like that? Of course you would. Yeah. But I think Pat Meyer's okay.
I mean, how do you judge coaching by if they continue to get better? Each of the past 2 years, they started off slow, better. I mean, 2 years in a row, they did that. Now you can say, okay, why don't they start out better than they do? But the bottom line is he gets them to a point where they're a very good offensive line in his 2 years here. That's all you can ask for out of an offensive lineman.
I'm in agreement with you guys, and I think now is when you get the real, real evaluation. Because now you got dudes. Now you got a second-round center, you got two first-round tackles, and you got two guys that you brought in that are good players. If the line does not gel, if these guys do not all achieve their potential level, then yes, I would say that he's not a very good offensive line coach. But you can only mold what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did he do a good job with Dan Moore? Is Dan good? No.
A fourth-round pick?
But he's a fourth-round pick. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I just don't think Dan Moore's as bad as everybody thinks he is. Okay. I mean, that's not saying much because everybody thinks he's awful. He's not awful. He is not awful. He's average.
What about the guy that goes to the Rams and is one of the best guards? Dotson.
I don't know what happened there because you saw right away Dotson was going to be good from – I remember it was the COVID year when they had camp at Acrisure. You could tell he was going to be good. I don't buy that left-right guard thing, too, as well. I think they just made a mistake right there.
Mistake and moving on.
Moving him, yes. But at that point, you had a chance to bring Samalu in, and you can't deny what he's meant to this team, at least last year. So.
All right, I got one more. Agree or disagree. Danny Smith, good at his job.
Very good last year.
Yeah?
There's a guy that's, man, he puts in the time, man. He's no almost 70, 68.
Is he innovative, though? Like, or is he just, like, kind of stuck in his ways as, like, some of those old coaches are?
I think you're forced to be innovative in how the rules change so much now. I don't know.
Yeah, but can he figure out, like, the kinks? Can he figure out the holes in the new rules to expose and to make that a production? Make that more productive for the special teams unit. I don't know. Like, those older coaches, they're still stuck in their ways. They will adapt to, like, new things, and they will still run the things that they know work well. With a younger coach, and I'm just spitballing here, with a younger coach, like, they will find certain flaws in ways that things are done now.
What is so hard about special teams coaches is there's so much turnover. I mean, first of all, you're not getting the cream of the crop, right? You're getting rookies. Guys who aren't going to play a lot, and they switch over every year. I mean, 2 years ago they lost probably 7 or 8 guys from special teams.
Well,
this
then
year
it
they
should
lost.
Be incumbent upon him to develop that next
you
round.
Keep having to. You can't. There's not too many people that are stable on that team, other than maybe Miles Killebrew. So that's tough in its own right. And do you imagine trying to teach these guys how to do this new kickoff role? He has to be pulling out the hair that he has left, man. He just to have those guys to say, go run down and tackle somebody, they don't pay attention. Imagine this. So it's not an easy job. I think he's – I mean, obviously you can't criticize him for kicking, punting, all that stuff. It has to be the coverage things. And they haven't had good returns, but
which I
would say he's above average. Mm-hmm. Not great, not terrible, above average.
Everything has changed. I mean, you had, obviously, Dick LeBeau for a long time, then you had Keith Butler, now you have Terrell Austin. You've had multiple offensive coordinators. The guy that has stood the test of time is Danny Smith, and I see a lot of the same issues cropping up year after year. He does chew a lot of gum, though, so we love him for that.
What are you going to do? I mean,
what do you mean? What are you going to do?
You think he's going to tell the guy, hey, don't Go ahead and block somebody in the back. Oh, guys have to start taking responsibility for themselves a little bit, too.
If it's year after year and similar mistakes, yeah, you got to put it on the coaching staff at some point. With different guys, yeah, you do.
Hey, go out there and hold this guy on this punt, please.
So whatever happens on special teams, we can't put it on the coach at all. No. Whatever happens on defense, can't
what
be the
I'm
defensive
saying is,
coordinator.
You put him in the position they got to perform.
Didn't think he'd be dying on the Smith Hill.
I mean, it's just weird. It's just weird to me that you can blame a coach for, you know, the continuous block in the backs. You think Danny doesn't tell him every single, don't block in the back, don't do this, don't touch him here. Of course he tells him constantly. That doesn't mean that they go out there and do it.
They're not listening to him then.
Maybe they need to move on from that player then.
All right. Coming up next, football segment. There is a little story brewing in another AFC North town. We'll tell you about it next. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Last segment with Caboli, and we have screwed the clock. Ja'Marr Chase, still nothing done there in Cincinnati. And Ocho Cinco was talking to Adam Schefter and said that he expects a deal to be done this week, but if not, he's not stepping on a field without a new contract. And since he's got the Chiefs early on in the season, wouldn't be the worst thing if this thing went into the year. I don't think it will. But with Cincinnati, I always think there's a possibility that it does because they're so friggin' cheap.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't affect the Steelers because they don't play them until next year, basically.
You lose an extra game or two that you're not supposed to lose because you don't have Ja'Marr Chase. Ain't going to hurt you.
True.
Ain't going to hurt you.
True.
I do think they're going to win the division, Cincinnati, if, you know, Chase plays and they stay healthy. And I think that's a big question, obviously, with Joe Burrow. I think they're the team to beat. IMO.
I can't believe I can see Mark's neck.
I know, for the first time ever.
What? It's a good thing. I just keep looking over at you, and I can see like your jawline.
Now you can't on YouTube because you've got the Power of Bowser logo on him on the YouTube stream. But Mark has. What do you think, man? You probably lost 15 pounds.
Yeah, 20.
Well, how about them Steelers?
You don't want to talk about weight loss? That's a great thing.
Good.
I don't know what you're thinking.
He's just firing insults. We're trying to compliment a man on his figure here. And he's ripping up on me.
Look at that. Look at that.
We got Neil Walker, who is going to join us next as some really not so good injury news has come out of the Pirates. Jason Mackey talked to Key Brian Hayes. Wait until you hear some of these quotes for the Pirates third baseman. If we thought it was dire when we were just having educated guesses on what was going on with that guy, wait until you hear his quotes.
He wants out. I heard he doesn't talk very much to the medias.
Key Brian Hayes? I don't know. I'm never down there.
So, but he did talk to Jason. If he's talking to him, he must want something out there.
I think I would want something out there, too, whenever I have the lowest OPS in Major League Baseball for a regular. Hey, but the Buccos did win 2 out of 3 this weekend, so the arrow is pointed up.
That's
going to
really make up for that 10-game losing streak.
Yeah, losing 10-3.
I was holding out hope they were going to win 10 in a row, but then they lost yesterday.
Right.
In uncompetitive fashion.
So what type of thong are you going to wear?
Mark, we appreciate your time. You'd look better in a thong now. I wish I didn't say that. No. With your weight loss.
The thong.
Do you think that Cabal, he probably lost 20 pounds.
Yes.
My goodness.
Are you healthy?
I don't know why he's upset about it. This is a good thing.
Hey, Callis, play some music to get us out of the segment.
All right, Bill O'Reilly, appreciate it. Thank you, Kaboom. We'll talk to
you soon. We'll do it live.
Thank you for your time, and congratulations on failing upward.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!